We are learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Kuf Yud Omid Aleph, and we're beginning on top of Daf Kuf Yud, the new Mishnah. We're continuing with the different halakhos of Admon. This is case number 6, and next Mishnah will be case number 7 of the cases of Admon that he passed concerning the halakhos. Zok the Mishnah, Hamoitzei Shtar Choyiv Al Chaveiroi. Someone pulls out a shtar on his friend. It means Reuven comes up to Shimon and says, "You know, Shimon, you owe me $100. Yeah, I have a shtar." And Shimon takes it as shtar. It says, "Reuven, you sold me something. That means I paid you for a field after that halva. Now, if your shtar was true, why would you sell me something? If you needed money, just take the money from me. I owe you money. So it must be that shtar that says that I owe you money." Shimon says, "That shtar that says that I owe you, Reuven, money, it must be a forgery, or I paid it up. Because if not, if I owed you money, you would not have sold me a field." So Admon Eimer Yochel Hushiyomar Ilo Yisi Chayev Loch. If I was Chayev money to you, Hoylach Lifara Esh Shaloch Kishemacheres Liyasasada. You should have take back your loan when you sell me the field. B'chamayimrim Zeh Hoyepikeach Shemachol Es Karka Mipnei Shoyochel Amashkenoi. The Chama say no. Really, I could have collected. You're right. I could have collected the money from you, but I was scared that you need tiny. You have no money. So therefore, you know, you always can hide metalton. You can hide money. So I was worried. So therefore I figured I'll sell you a piece of karka, so I get money from you. And once you have the karka, now you can't hide a piece of karka. And I'll go collect the piece of karka from you. So that's the reason why I sold you a piece of karka, and it's not a raya. That was that machlekes ve'Admon and Chum had to look at your case. So that's the Mishnah. That's the halach of Admon. This is the sixth halach of Admon that he says, that when you have a shtar chayv al chaveiroi, and the chaveiroi says, "What do you mean? But you sold me a property since then after that chayv was due already. That must be a raya that the shtar is mezuya for perua." So Admon says, "It's a good taina." Chum says, "No, you get out of that taina." Zok the Gemara, "My taina de rabbanon, shapa kama Admon. Admon's taina good. If the guy really needed money, let him just collect his chayv. Why was he selling his field to this guy?" So the Gemara says like this. Ba'asra, and let him keep the money. So the Gemara is like this. Ba'asra the Yav Zuzi v'hoda kos v'shtara, in a place where when they sell a field, when they sell a property, what they do is, you first give the money, then you write a shtar. And the kinyan only happens in the shtar, because in that place, even though usually money is kind of a karka, but in a place where they write a shtar, the kinyan is not chal until you write the shtar. So in such a case, if taka there was a halva here, when Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and Shimon gave money first, Reuven should have said, "Haha, I'm keeping the money now, and I'm not giving you a shtar." Why not? Because I'm holding money for the chayv. That you could do. You're lying. That halacha is you could do that because Lamaisa, he owes you money. You could do that. So in Ba'asra, the Yav is usually v'hod the kos v'shtar kulam l'plig the matzi amalei hoylach froyer shalach shemchar taliyas asada. Then, if in the case we have a shtar that the field taka was sold to you, it's a raya that it was no chayv because he should have said. He could tie it to Reuven. If you Itaka owed you money, you should have held the money. Ki pligi the whole machlokes Admon and Chum is in a city, but Asra the cost of shtar v'hal deyav ezuzi. Where you write a shtar first, then you give money. So once you write the shtar, he's kind of the field. Shimon's kind of the field, so you can't. The money is for the field and not for the chayv. So Admon sava boil the meis vayda. He should have enichnami. Maybe Rabbanon svara is good that the guy wants to make sure that the loyva has a piece of property so he can collect from it. But you should have made a maidah that, by the way, really, he owes me money. And I just can't get the money out of him, so I'm doing it this way. You should have said it. But if you didn't say that, then it's a raya, that the first chayv was not true. It's not either mezuyif or perua, like Rashi says. Rabbanan tzavri, chavra, chavra, islay, v'chavra, dechavra, chavra, islay. The Rabbanan say, no, if he makes that maidah, he's not gonna buy the field anymore. If you made that maidah, if the moicher who hears the malva made that maidah, so then the loiva won't buy the field. "Oh, you only want me to sell me the field so you collect it for me? I'm not going to buy it." And therefore, the rabban hold that you still could. It's still a good. The mechir is not a right. The chayiv is not a chayiv because it's still possible. He wants to sell it to him. He didn't want to make a dollar. He wants to sell it to him to have something to collect from. That's the rabban hold. Now, Tosfos points out as a question. So it comes out over here really. Mechlekes Admon Rabbanan is: do you say the svar of chavra chavra is like? Tosfos asks, on the Kuf Tes Amud Beis, we have there the Admon holds of Chavra Chavra Islay. Because it says there that if you're buying a field there and you use the borders of that field, that was a contested field, you put it as one of the borders, so there, since I didn't want to break the sale, so I let that shtar say that it's bordering that field that's contested. So it says, why are you making my daughter? Gemara says, Gemara's chaver chavisle. And that's even if you admin here, admin argues chaver chavisle. That's Tosis' question. It's a chaver steer to Gemara's. So Tosis answers that a simon and a shtar, that's not a big hoida. But here, you're actually selling the guy a field. The guy that owes you money, selling him a field, that's a much bigger hoida'a, that the guy does not owe you money. And there, you should have been moist hoida'a. Even makam chaver chavisle, therefore Rabbi Admon argues in that case. Ad kan, this Mishnah with the Gemara, the sixth halacha of Admon. Now I want to go to the seventh and last halacha of Admon. Shnayim sheitziu shtar choyv ze al ze. You have two people, Reuven and Shimon, they each moitzi a shtar choyv on each other. Admon oimer, ilu ayisa chayev lecha, keitzer at aloyv emeni. If I owed you money, why are you borrowing money from me? You have here, Reuven has a shtar, Shimon owes money, and Shimon has a shtar, Reuven has money. And then the one is after the other one. It comes after the other one. The Rashi says, "Shtar shayitzi Reuven muktim shashim mocher." It's afterwards. So Shimon says, "If your shtar is real, so then why are you borrowing money from me? Just collect your money. It makes sense. You don't borrow money from a guy who owes you money. But you know, but let's picture the case. You know, you owe me money. So here, you didn't say, oh, I want to borrow money from you. Give me my money. So what the whole thing is a pella." So that's the shaila. Is that a riot? The first tachayv is not true. So admin aimer, ilo yisi chayev loch, keitzer ata love many. If I was chayev to you, why are you borrowing from me? V'cham aimerim, no. Zegayev is tachayv, zegayev is tachayv. They each collect their tachayv, and it's fine. It's not a kasha. What's going on? We'll see in the Gemara what the bira machlekes is. So machlekes admin achachamim. If you collect the shtar, that if there's two guys having each other. And it's not shayach really to our Mishnah machlekes. We'll see in a second. We'll speak at the Ran in a second. Itma. Shnayim sheitziu shtachoyv zel zel. You have two people who moitzi shtachoyv in each other. Zok the Ran that this is a case where even Admon agrees that both shtari choyv are good. Why? Because Admon, in the case of the Mishnah, the guy's timing is the first star is forgery. Why is it a forgery? Because you wouldn't borrow money from me if I owed you money. But here the case was, they're both being moida. The case of this case is they're both being moida that taka have a shtar chayv. So there's a shtar chayv on each other, and they're moida that's true. So how do you work this? That's the machlekes. Rav Nachman Amar zeh goyev zeh goyev. Each one collects. Rav Shesh Shoma fuchi matarta lomali. It's a muscle if a guy is carrying two leather sacks. They're both the exact same weight. So what's the point of switching from right hand to left hand, left hand to right hand, to both of them? They're both the same exact package. So here also, if I owe you money, you owe me money, what do we have to go through the whole collection process? Just everyone stay where you are. What do we have to... That's the machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. What do you do when you have two shtari chayv? Rav Nachman says each one collects. Rav Sheshes says, so kuli amo. You have to explain this machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. And when we come back to our Mishnah soon, we said it's not exact case of our Mishnah, because the case of our Mishnah is where one of the guys is hiding to the other guy that it's a forgery. But here, they're both being moida. So, the kuliyama idias for idias, bainness, ubainness, zuburis, vada fuchim atarata, who? That's poshut. If each guy has idias, each guy has bainness, or each guy has only zuburis, and they can each collect the exact same type of field, everyone agrees, there's no point to doing this. Just keep what you have. What's the difference? What's the point to collect this? It's a waste of time. That everyone agrees. Not like this. What's not like this? Keep pligi, is it lechad beinus, lechad zaburis. One of them has beinus, and one of them has zaburis. Now, you have to understand that the bachoiv collects beinus. That's the bachoiv's din, collects beinus. There's the machloikis, how do you shots up beinus? What makes something beinus? One man the other says, beinus is... You go in the whole world. What's considered bainus? Another man the Yama says you go bust to this person. What's his middle of fields? What's his middle value fields? So here the case was one guy had bainus and one guy had zaburis. Reuven had bainus and Shimon had zaburis. So Rav Nachman Sava zeh goyva vezeh goyva. Each one collects kusava b'shloyin shaman. You go bust the private guy. That's what ascertains what's the halacha of that field. So Asi Baal Zaburis, the Baal Zaburis goes ahead, the Govalei Beinis, the Baal Zaburis, who is Shimon, he goes and collects from Ruvain the Beinis, the Avagabe. He goes and collects his Beinis. Because Avagabe is. Vasehu, Vashaka Zaburis. And he goes back to him and collects Zaburis. Remember, the Baal Zaburis goes to the guy and collects it. He only has Beinis, collects his Beinis. Now, he has Zaburis and Beinis. When Ruvain comes back to collect from him, so he has now Beinis and Zaburis. But by him, the Beinis considered idiots now. So he'll collect Zaburis. So it turns out that they each land up with the other one's field. So they're gaining. This is not Fuchim Atar to Lomali. They're actually gaining. If the guy who has Zaburis is gaining, he has Beinis now. That's what happens. You got it? That's an obvious question. If tomorrow was going to ask, I was waiting for someone to ask the question. We'll see. Well, let tomorrow ask the question. What?
The only hands right now, the one who collected first.
Right.
Idiots and Zaburis, why
is only has Zaburis. They only have one field each. Zaburis and Beinis. So the guy goes.
How
he only has one field, only one property. It's a company world, it's Zaburis and Beinis. No, that's why he collects it. That's why it's a gay. They gave it collection purposes. So he only has Beinis that's valued Beinis in the world, he only has Zaburis, okay? I come to you to collect the Beinis, I collect it, no problem, because it's the only field he has. You come back to me, you can't collect the Beinis. Why? Because I have Beinis and Zaburis and Beshaloye and Shamim, so Beinis becomes idiots. You collect my Zaburis then. My second thing, you can't take my best is idiots. That's the Pshat. Rav Sheish Shamar, Hafukim Adat Lamed, the Kav Vashal Ka'odam and Shamim. You collect from Shal Ka'odam, Shamim. Soif Soif, Ki Os Yahu Beinis, the Nav Sheikh Shakal. So when I go and collect Beinis, you go back to me and collect my Beinis. What's the question? Yeah, but here you'll get the dental collection because you collect the Beinis. You get your din. You go by Basar
Velt. I'll get better land.
How?
Because I'm taking the guy, I have Zaburis, I'm taking his Beinis.
No, but come back, take my Beinis back.
You take my Zaburis.
No.
That Beinis is my idiot.
No, that's only if you have Bishal Oilam Shaman. But he goes Bishal Oilam Shaman. The Gemara says that he argues Bishal Oilam Shaman. So he takes the Beinis back. So here's the obvious question. Rav Nachman, my chaz os baal zaburis bereisha, leisi baal beinis bereisha, v'ligvi zaburis, v'lehedu ligvi nelei. He says, who said who goes first? Fear of Nachman is saying he gains. I'll tell you why does he go first? Let the baal habeinis go first. Collect the zaburis from you, it's the only one you have. Now when you go back to him to collect, then it's shaloi and shaman, so you take the zaburis, and nothing will happen. Be the same thing. What?
Depends who starts first.
And the star was exact. This both stars exact same time. The prime was exact same time. They both were up. Both stars were up for collection over here. Both stars up for collection, and therefore it's the same thing. So why should you go one first? Well, that's the Mars Kasha. So this can't be the Biyam Machlekes because my chaz is also Baal Zaburis Bereisha, Leisi Baal Beinis Bereisha. Yeah. So the Mars says Loitzricha the Kodem Tavei. That he was Tavea first. That's like something you're saying. He was Tavea first. He's the one who asked first. And this way he'll gain. Zagmar Saif said, Ki Oslo Migva Hadar the Kasu. Might say, both walk in the Bezdin. The other guy says, I'm Avastar also. So the Loch is, like Taisha speaks out, look at Taisha the Maskal Saif. Afagavdin is Kokim Litvaya Trilo, Litvaya Trilo. Even if you first work with Tavea first. Heche the Isle Pseida, Ainis Kokim. If it's a Pseida, you don't go boss the him first. So if it's a shver, what's the machalikus b'nachum sheshes? What's the case of machalikus b'nachum sheshes? Why would the Nachman argue? Look, it's a fruchim atarat lamali. So the Gemara, Ella, Litzricha, the Issei l'chad idias abeinus. One has idias abeinus, the Issei l'chad zaburis. The other one only has zaburis. So ma'asava v'shaloi in shaman, or ma'asava v'shakodam in shaman, that would be a machalikus. So let's figure this out. If you're v'shaloi in shaman, so it's not a fruchim atarat. Why? Because the baal zaburis are definitely gain. Well, let's give each case. Let's say the Baal Zaburis collects first. The Baal Zaburis walks over to the guy who has idias abeinus. He collects the abeinus because even Mishloy and Shaman, that's what he takes, the abeinus. So now the Baal idias abeinus comes back to him and says, "Let me have my abeinus back." Says, no, abeinus is now my idias. You only get Zaburis. So if he collects first, he gains. Let's say it all the way. With the Baal idias abeinus collects first, he goes there, collects his Zaburis. He comes back to him, still, it's idiots, Beinis, Zaburis. Beinis in the middle. So even Bishloyan Shaman, he'll always gain the Beinis. So that's why fear of Nachman, you gain. fear of sheishes, you're not gaining. Why? Because v'sha olam and shamim. Since they're coming together to collect, so therefore, they'll always give the bainness to the Baal Zaburis first, and then he goes back and collects the same bainness. Because why should we have a hefsid? So therefore, the fear of sheishes...
Well, if the bainness comes first...
Right.
He takes his guy, this guy's
Zaburis, right.
And when he comes back, he's taking that guy's bainness.
Right. Very good. That's why I spoke out. Rashi speaks out that in the case of Hefsid, you're going to make sure that the other one collects first. That's what you do. Let the other one collect first, and therefore, so because he holds Bishal Oilam and Shaman, so then there's a way to figure it out, but it won't be in a Hefsid. And therefore, he says, a Fuchi Matarat Alamali. That's what Rav Sheshi says. That's the B.O. Collect, Rav Nachman.
He has one field that you're doing Bishalay
and
John. It's all three.
No, even one field, Bishalay and Shaman, then you collect it. If it's only one field,
how could Bishalay and John be Zibur?
That's not a problem. If you only have one field, you take it, whatever it is. If you only have one field, you take whatever it is. Even though it's Hizidis, it's right. It's Hizidis, but if it's one field, you take it, even if it's Hizidis. If you only have a choice, you go over the Shvachar one, the worst one. Sa'ad kam chlekes of Nachman of Sheshis. When I have a kash, and I have from our Mishnah. Tanan, tez in our Mishnah. V'chama, if for some reason our Mishnah, Admin says the star is Mezuyev, because he says you wouldn't have lent me money if you owed you money. But Chachamim says, Zeh goyve v'zeh goyve. So what's the kasha? Lemaisi, you see, when you have two stories, you don't say afukim v'tarat lomli. So it's a kasha on Rav Sheshes. Whatever you want to say, it's a kasha on Rav Sheshes, because you don't say afukim v'tarat lomli. So more answers, Tirgum Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman answers in support of Rav Sheshes. Leave Rav Sheshes going, shalom zel le'eser v'zel le'chamash. One of them had the terms were 10 years, one was 5 years. And I have to work this out. How are we going to answer our Mishnah? We answer our Mishnah that here, there's no afukim v'tarat. Why? Because the terms are different. Now, hechidami, what exactly is the case? Elim arishin l'eser, the first guy borrowed, well, let's say the first guy lent money. He lent money for 10 years. V'sheni l'chamish. And the second loan is a 5-year loan. So l'chara, everyone should agree then, v'hol lema admoin ilo yisachayv l'cha keitat levimani, l'chara mata zimne. What do you mean? Then Admoin doesn't have a time anymore. For example, Reuven lends money to Shimon for 10 years. Shimon only owes him in 10 years. In middle, 2 years later, Reuven makes extension, needs money. So he comes with Shimon and says, I need money. So you can't tell Shimon, give me back my money I lent you. That's 10 years. So you have to make a new halah. So it's possible to have a 5-year loan in the middle of a year, that owe you 10 years. So Adam wouldn't argue. It's not a riot the first time as Mezuyev. It's very normal to borrow money when you have a term of 10 years. So Baha, Lema Admi, Elisa Chayev, Elcha, Kesa, At the Loiv Menu, Malamat, Elamat Zimni, didn't come and reach the Zaman yet. Elamat Zimni, the case of this, Rishon L'chamish, the first one, Havah, was for 5 years, V'sheni L'eser, and the second one was for 10 years, after the 5 years. Sechidam, Idemat Zimni, if already after 5 years, so my time with the Rabbanon. So Rabbanon is not Kashver, because if the guy comes to borrow money, needs money extension, let him collect his Chayev. He doesn't borrow money. It's back shver that it didn't reach his time yet, and the first guy needs money for his extension. He's going to borrow the money. So my time with Admoin. The chalik is Admoin the Rabban on a specific case. The also bahu yoyim the mashu b'chamish. It was the day before the loan matured. One day. So Mar Sava over the Yosef Yomer. One man says, you know, sometimes the guy needs money today, he'll borrow then. But Mar Sava, Admin says, you don't borrow money if tomorrow you can collect the thing for free. You don't borrow money. So Akapam, that's the Chaykes Chachamim and the Admin. The case was they came to pick up the Chayav on the last day, and now it's not Shver, Zeh Goyve, because no Afukim Atarta here, they're two different things. They're two different Halvas. So it's not Afukim Atarta, two different Halvas, two different terms, they're no Shaykes to each other. Yeah, but he doesn't owe it yet. So then the whole time it was that you should have collected the money instead of taking a halva. He couldn't collect it yet. He can't collect.
He's actually giving the money.
Yeah, he's giving the money as a halva, not as a pay up. You don't have to pay up money yet. Still halva. You could do halva. You know, it's an example. Let's say a bank. You owe money to the bank as a mortgage. You could take that. You could then like put money into the bank and get an interest. I wouldn't mean paying up the chayav. No, of course I'm not going to pay up the mortgage. I'm giving that money for interest. It's not a steer. Two separate terms, it's fine. If you don't owe the money, yeah, it's fine. Ramachamas is like this. Ramachamas is different terms. The question was, what exactly is our mission talking about? So like tomorrow, I'll tell you what's pshat. We're talking about one of the two are Yisoyimim. The halach is, by Yisoyimim, you can't collect money from Yisoyimim. Only karka. Metatli yasmi lo mishtabdi. So Hakob Yasme Eskinan, the Yasme they collect Mikva Gavi. Agvuy la Magvina Menayu. The case of Chama says Zegov is not a Fukim Atarta because only one side could collect. The other side can't collect the Yisraimim. So afraid the Gemara, Yokasha. It says each one collects. So one is that grave, is that royal ligvice? One collects, one's royal ligvice. But ain't living, he can't collect. That's Rav Muhammad's Pshan Amishtah. Omar Rav, stay two with Dava. A lot of times you haven't chas. Rav Muhammad says, we had Ksubas a bunch of times already. Two chubas with Dava. Omar Rav, stay two with Dava. We had an imperial crisis with the Shua the Raisa. We had twice. Rav says, stay two with Dava, Rav Muhammad. Omar Rav, stay two with Dava. Two kash on this. Chada, the Zegov is Zegov. First of all, it doesn't say royal ligvice, it says Zegov. That's number one. Va'oid, I'm not a kasha. A reference to Gemara Pesachim, which had also earlier such idea. Va'oid, legvinu arali yasme, let them pay, when they pay the Yisraimim, their part of the chayv, don't give money. Give karka. And if you give karka, you go back and collect from them. V'lahadu legvinu now, go collect it back from them. Rav Nachman, don't Rav Nachman, don't Rav Avuah. Yisraimim should go v'karka b'choy v'saviyim, v'achoyv, choyz v'goy v'yisamahem. The loch is that if they collect the karka b'choy v'saviyim, the loch is, it's like my frehu goiva, it's ill with the fires the whole time, and then the abachayv go and collect from that. So our simple etza, they don't have to say a case where it's zeh goiva, zeh neoch ligvois, you could be goiva. Let them give karka. Where's this kasha? Freit the Gemara, velukma, let's have a case, have an answer. Tumay Yisraimim, and they have karka, and it's still no afuchim etarta. Why? The loch is, when you collect from Yisraimim, a Bachayv is not collect by Benis, collects Ziburis, that's the halacha. Bachayv is different than a Bachayv collects from a Yisraimim, different than collects from a from his regular loiva. Regular loiva collects Benis. When you collect from the Yisraimim, you collect Ziburis. So have a case, how you can have Zegoiva, by Yisraimim, they have Karkano, Fukim, and Tarta. What's the case? Look, Vislul, they ask me Ziburis. Vislul is the day, Idiyas, Benis. And he has Idiyas, Benis. And here, the Kuliyam will be, there'll be no Fukim, and Tarta. Why? Even if you hold b'shel oylam heim sham, the ozli yasmi govu beinus. The same go. Remember, go b'shel oylam. He collects beinus. Umag bulei zeburis, and they don't have to pay back zeburis. The name b'shel kol adam heim shaimim, b'shel kol adam heim shamim. Ha'ina from nuxi sham el zeburis. You don't collect zeburis. So bomb b'kasha. Have a case. The guy who's alive has idis beinus. The same have zeburis. So zeburis goes and collects your beinus. You go back, you can't collect your bainis back. Even though you go v'shel kol adam, v'shel oylam. Why? Because by Mesayim, you only collect Ziburis. So it's an afkamina over here, gavaldik. So Gemara says, no.
They said
what?
They said for the opposite case, and the lot would always flip.
So either way you flip it, it'll be the same thing. Who collects first?
The guy
also collects Ziburis, the same thing. You know, again, either way you do it, it'll work. So Gemara says, what? Right, they're both at the same time. So kids, either way you do it, it's fine. So and for the Gemara, like this, shmak upshat. Hanim like tapas, like tapas tapas. If your taif is bainis, the loch is you like keep bainis. Here, look for Sheshis, as a fukum etarta, I look like I'm grabbing the bainis. We both owe money to each other. So they say, you know what, I'm holding on to my bainis for my chayv. So therefore, I can hold on to my bainis and say, that's for my chayv, because the bainis I owe you, I'm holding on for myself. So therefore, it's like a tafas. And therefore, there you say, because there, since I have bainis, I can hold on to my bainis and say, instead of giving it to you, I'm holding on to myself, because we owe each other money. And therefore, heichad the tafas, tafas. And therefore, you can't take this eitzah, because here, I'm holding on to what I'm holding on to, and that's my bainis.